fun here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, who, from the International Forecaster, has been telling us that for a long time the gold was going to hit 800 before the end of the year, and, well, it sure looks like he's right. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Well, pretty good, and we had another good day in the gold market.
Well, what happened? The last thing I saw, it was up to 790.
Well, the cartel came in, and they tried to suppress it, and so it only ended up on the day $5.10, but the aftermarket is up an additional $3, so this is going to keep on going.
Where did it close?
I imagine here this week we'll take a crack at going through 800.
Okay, where did
but,
it close?
I don't think there's anything in the way. You got to remember that 850, the former high, took place 25 years ago, to be exact, 26 years ago. And the people who were involved in the market that time, I hate to say this, but most of them are deceased. and the ones that aren't, like you and I, are just kind of hanging on.
Right.
And so there's no overhead in the market there. There's no selling to come into the market. It might be a psychological barrier, but I think the elitists are going to try to defend gold at 1,000. But I think 1,000 will be broken in this coming year. And when that happens, the professionals will come in first. And that'll be followed by the public as we steam towards 22 to 2,500, which will reflect the suppression of gold and reflect inflation during that 26-27 year period. And so that would be the end of stage two there. And then it'll go higher from there because it'll eventually become a bubble, like everything else, because it's the thing to be in, the thing to do, like real estate just was. And back in the late 90s, dot-coms, that's the way things go in markets. So we got a long, long way to go, and silver will probably go to $100. And there's going to be enormous amounts of money made.
Well, where did silver end up today, do you recall?
Well, I had the December month, and it was up 15 cents at 1443. So I would guess perhaps the spot market was 1433 or 35, right in there.
That's really amazing, amazing movement here in the last few weeks. Well, you know, I think that, of course, a lot of this reflects, you know, the fall of the dollar, the rise of the price of oil, and then the uncertainty in the Middle East. Certainly, it looks like it's only a matter of time before something terrible happens over there.
Well, they're trying to do that. And I have come to the conclusion, first of all, I wrote something about this for the next issue, which is coming out on Wednesday. And if the criteria for the Nuremberg trials are used, then as Justice Supreme Court Justice Jackson said at Nuremberg, Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush have created the supreme crime, and I believe they should be executed because that's what they've done, among many, many other things. And I would hope, if there's a possibility to get them out of office before they finish, a year from now.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, but I think that George has a big farm down in Paraguay. Maybe that's where he's going to go. Hey, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman as we explore what's going on in the markets and what the future holds.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman, who's been telling us that gold was going to hit 800 at 850, certainly about toward the end of the year, and it looks like he's going to be right. And, of course, this really reflects not necessarily the price of gold is going up, but the price of the dollar is, or the value of the dollar is going down. And, of course, this is why, of course, we hear about the other currencies rising. Those other currencies aren't rising. The dollar is falling to where it should have been. It's been kept artificially high for some time. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's the worst of all the currencies that are major currencies, and that's why the appreciation is taking place. But this appreciation of the dollar should have taken place long ago. It has been going down. It's gone down about 30% in the last 7 years since George Bush came into office, and he's exacerbated the situation with his fiscal tomfoolery and his off-budget financing of over $600 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan, which is projected now to be $2.4 trillion. But the problem was in place a long time ago. And gold is just reflecting the weakness, not only of the dollar, but of other currencies as well. In the last 2.5 years, every major currency, including the Swiss franc and the Canadian dollar, have gone down against gold. So it's not a unilateral effect, it's a multiple effect. And that gap is going to continue to widen. And I think just as an example, you look at the Middle East. Recently, three countries lowered their interest rates when the U.S. did to accommodate Washington. And those three countries have substantial inflation that they admit to. And the four of them didn't. And now they're going to have a meeting in November, and they're going to decide whether they are going to use a basket of currencies. And today, the energy commissioner, we'll call him, of Venezuela said that it is going to be discussed at the OPEC meeting in November as to whether they want to use a basket of currencies as well.
Now, what you're really talking about is the end of the dollar as the reserve currency of the world.
Absolutely.
And,
I think they're going to let it free fall. And they're bound and determined to take the U.S. economy and turn it upside down. And, of course, everybody who trades with us, that's Europe, Mexico,
China,
Canada, and China and Japan, are our biggest trading partners. They're all going to get hurt badly. 25% of European trade, 80% of Canadian and Mexican trade, 23.5% of Chinese trade. I don't know what the Japanese figure is, but it's substantial. And they're all going to get hurt because our economy is going to go further into recession because we're already in it. And it's going to go into depression if they allow the dollar to fall from where it is, 77-something, on the dollar index down to 40 to 55, somewhere in that vicinity. And in fact, Ron Paul said, it could get down to zero. That's how bad the situation is. So, how do you protect yourself? You buy gold and silver-related assets. Nothing else is as good. Nothing. Whether it's bullion, coin, shares, combination, that's what you want to do. If you have munificent supplies of dollars, you can trade some of them because you don't want them all. You might not want them all. In gold and silver-related assets, what you do is you buy Swiss franc government bonds or Canadian government bonds, and those currencies will continue to appreciate against the dollar.
All right, fine. Well, I think that we're in very, very serious difficult times. I don't think that the average American has any idea what's going on. Certainly the stock market looks pretty good. It was up again today, but this is all an example of manipulation. And when they manipulate the market, they manipulate our perception, and we feel good because the market's up, and without ever understanding that everything is all just as phony as a $3 bill. Well, Bob, of course, we hear that the economy, though, we're still actually one of the major exporters in the world. We're still exporting a fairly good amount of products, even though we've certainly sent so much of our manufacturing overseas. Do those figures that show America is successful exporting consider that our corporations are overseas exporting, or is this supposedly domestic corporations? Are we producing really a great deal here in the United States still?
Well, we used to produce 28% of our GDP, which was exported in the form of goods and services. That figure is down to about 13%.
Okay.
And that's over 50%. And there's an easy solution to that. First of all, you have to get rid of the incumbents in Congress in the primaries. You have to get Ron Paul elected. And then we have to have legislation which will implement tariffs on goods and services on a fair basis with other countries. That's what we did ever since 1800. And we had a very tough bout between 1790 and 1800. When we tried free trade, British mercantilism, if you may, it was a disaster. And so ever since then, America's had fair trade, not free trade, and they have had tariffs. And that only changed beginning in 1962 with GATT, which turned into WTO in 1986. And today you've seen what has come about by these elitists who want to control the American people and want to implement world government.
Well, they're certainly making a mess out of things. And of course, the real goal, I think, is, as you say, is to destroy the economy of this country and bring our people to their knees financially.
How else can any thinking person think it's any other way? These things just don't happen. This is not coincidence. This is planned and executed by people from behind the scenes who buy off politicians with political contributions and other things, and they find all the people in Congress who are compromised because of their lifestyles, and they put the pressure on these people to do exactly what these elitists, the Illuminati, wants them to do. And that's why we have the problem that we have. That's why we have a president and a vice president who create wars for profit. Our president said the other day that he was going to start World War III. I mean, World War III could bring about, at the worst case, the extermination of the entire universe. Our whole planet could blow up. I mean, that's a worst-case scenario. The best case, half the people in the world get dead through nuclear radiation. These people are certifiably crazy.
No, I don't think they're maybe insane by our approach, Bob, but from their point of view, what they're doing is logical because they believe there are too many people in the world. They have no human compassion or concern for other human beings. These people have an entirely different world outlook, and until people understand that there really are people like that out there, it's so difficult to understand anything going on today.
Well, unfortunately, it's spread into our society. The formerly good, decent people have become liars and have criminal minds now because that's the way to get ahead, and it's okay, and it's accepted. So let's everybody do the things that we're not supposed to do. And we even have religious organizations who say the things that the president and the people around him are doing are okay. I mean, what can they be thinking about?
Well, I think, of course, the biggest problem is the fact that so many good Christians out across America are supporting the current administration, and they're creating wars unnecessarily, and their use of torture, and their use of deception. And it seems as long as George Bush claims that he's getting his instructions from God, why, it's all right. But, you know, George Bush doesn't worship the God of the Bible. He worships the God of the Mohammedan. Well, he says he worships, they're all the same God, but certainly the God of the Mohammedan isn't the God of the Bible. So we have to ask what God he is really worshiping.
Well, what God is he talking to?
Right, that's the thing. Because
he has told us that he communicates with God. And I don't know of any other people in the world who do. Maybe there are some. But the only two people I know, other than people in the Bible and saints, were Caligula and Nero. So I think that's a good comparison.
Okay. Well, anyway, our guest is Bob Chapman. If you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But people really don't understand that the world, I believe, is the entire world is on the verge of a contraction of the economy, and we're going to be see, I believe, worldwide recession and worldwide depression. I do not believe for one instant this is happening simply by accident. I think it's happening by intent. And I think we have people who certainly want to, of course, impoverish the American people, because only then will they be willing, of course, to give up their freedom. But I fear that going along with this impoverishment is going to come terrible conflicts, probably certainly in the Near East and Middle East. But if we do end up attacking Iran and of course, Russia were, for whatever reason, to decide that she was going to unleash this frightening of nuclear armaments that she has, we could actually be seeing the beginning of World War III. George Bush has said if we don't take care of Iran, why, we may see World War III. And I would like to suggest if we do what he suggests, that's the surest way to get World War III. We're going to be back as soon as the break's over. My telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for our special guest, Bob Chapman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In 2005, the Fed had actually increased the money in circulation 12-fold and increased the federal debt 19-fold here in this period of what was about 34 years. I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, and certainly it's been just even far worse since that time. Well, tell us some of the other things you're concerned about, Bob.
Well, We talk about inflation. The government has this thing called core inflation, which does not include food and energy. Of course, we don't use them. And they have foisted this on the community on Wall Street, corporately, on CNBC and other media outlets that talk about finance. And what they're trying to do is, through hedonics and substitution, they're trying to say that inflation's 2.75%. Inflation's 11.3% right now. Now, what is adding fuel to that fire? Goods that are coming in from foreign nations, and almost everything that we're that is available to buy comes from a foreign country, usually China. The prices on those goods are going higher, and that's inflationary. The Federal Reserve, as of the end of September, and I don't have the new figures yet, of course, for October, we have indications. The Fed has been increasing money and credit, which used to be called M3. But they get away with it because they don't want you to know how much money and credit that they're creating. But myself and a couple of other people have figured out approximately what M3 would be today. And that's 14.7%. That's over 55% increase in the money and credit outstanding on an annualized basis. That means it cuts your buying power in half. Never mind the other things that I'm going to talk about, such as the increase in import prices being inflationary. Then they lowered the interest rate and the discount rate. And at the discount rate, the discount window is only visited by bankers. And they've just received approximately $350 billion, of which they can lend out 8 times that amount under a fractional banking system. So, if they let it all out there, which 3.5 times 8, 2.8 trillion dollars to ballpark it. I don't know that they've done that, but they're capable of doing that. And why did they do that? Well, first of all, it's very inflationary. Second of all, there's a credit crisis. They call it a credit crunch. The crunch is occurring in banks, between banks. Banks won't even lend money to other banks for more than a week because they don't believe their financial statements. Sad commentary. And all of this money has not solved that credit crisis. There, they just 7 major banks in New York are sitting on over $400 billion in what we call toxic waste. Securities that are worth anywhere between 18 and 40% of their face value. So we'll middle the thing and say it's 30%. That's a 70% loss. And they don't want to take it off their books. So they've created a super fund. And they want to sell this garbage to the public. Because they want to get it off their books.
But, of course, is the public going to buy it? That's the question.
Well, I don't think they will. And I think it's going to be stillborn, if you may. Now, all those other major central banks, except for 2 out of the top 20, they are doing the same thing that the Federal Reserve is in creating money and credit. Some more, some less. If I had to pick an average, I'd say 14%. Which is 48% a year. So they have joined the party for the last 2.5 years. Fed's been at it for 4 years. Big time. Small time is under 6%. Big time is above 6% creation of money and credit. And so what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at real inflation of 11.3%. And with all I've just told you, I think by the end of next year, real inflation will be over 15%. What will
hold
they
that,
admit
hold
to?
Hold that, hold that.
4, 5, or 6%.
Hold that.
Call 877-300-7645. Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Tennessee Communication Network, our guest Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the international forecaster and perhaps want to subscribe.
Well, first of all, I want to tell them to answer your earlier question. The gold end of the day up 5.10 on the spot market is 70.88.60, and silver was 14.32 up 15 cents.
Great.
Significantly, the Bank of America closed their base metals and precious metals trading desk, which is very significant. They must have been absorbing some fierce losses. We'll find out later, but that's what I think the situation is. Now, the international forecaster, it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by internet, email, on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. If you'd like to visit our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to email us because you have a question, particularly in the financial area, personal area, whatever, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. You can get a free introductory copy, either email or hard copy, by going to the site, or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, very good. And I would tell our listeners I look forward to Bob's publication twice a week when it comes. It's full of information that you need to know, especially in times like this. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, what Bob is saying is that we are on the verge of massive inflation. In fact, 15% inflation, will devastate our economy. And Bob anticipates we'll be there, what, about the end of next year?
Yes. Unfortunately, the unemployment rate is not what they say it is. It's about 13.5%. And this is important in as much as the government doesn't count anybody who doesn't collect an unemployment check anymore, nor do they count people who have been out of work for a long time. And so if you put them all together, I've seen various estimates from economists. They range anywhere from 9% to 14%. There's one I saw at 15. So we already are underway in a high employment economy. It's just that the government's not telling you that because they use something called a birth-death ratio. And that what it in essence means is that they guess every month how many jobs are made in small private businesses, which is absolutely impossible. And so that's how you get the rate that you get. And, you know, just before we went off on the commercial, we were talking about inflation. I want to mention one reflection. July is the month that they pick to set the COLA. And the COLA is the amount of money that the percentage increase that would occur in Social Security or in government and other pension plans that use the COLA. And I think it was 2.4%, which is absolutely absurd. And they have been working over the retired people for years and years, and it's just dreadful what they've done.
I wonder, I couldn't help but wonder if they've done the same thing as far as the congressmen. Of course, they get a cost of living increase every year. If they're certainly serving in Congress, automatically they get a cost of living increase. So I wonder if what they use for the congressmen compared with the retired citizens.
I really don't know. And, they shouldn't have a separate system.
Well, but of course they do.
And, they shouldn't have a separate
system.
Medical. It's wrong.
They have
one
system.
We have a super class.
One system for the elite.
Peons, and then there's them.
Right. Well, anyway, of course, I think that we have real problems. I agree with you. The inflation is way out of proportion, way out of anybody who believes that inflation is 2.4% is either dumb, they're deaf, or they're blind, or they're extremely gullible. Because, of course, inflation is rapidly increasing, and of course, we may just be seeing the beginning of this. Do you think that the Fed is going to lower the discount rate again the next time they have a meeting?
I think so. It's on Wednesday. They'll probably drop it a quarter of a point. And they've abandoned the dollar. So, you know, over at PIMCO, Bill Gross said today that he feels 3.5% is adequate. That's a point and a quarter from where we are. And it's not going to change anything. I mean, every time he says something, he's wrong. I would not want to have him managing my money. I mean, this guy, he must take orders straight from the White House because he can't be that dumb.
Well, of course.
I mean, I just can't believe the things he comes up with. He has been wrong on every prediction he's made for the last 5 years that I know of.
Well, I think.
And I'm a fellow economist. I know what he's doing because I read everything.
Well, yeah, I think our listeners must understand that. If they lower the discount rate, it is highly inflationary, which that they should be doing to control inflation, because that's the function of the Fed, is to control inflation, prevent inflation. They should be raising the discount rate. They should be raising interest rates. They should be trying to slow down the economy. But they're not doing that. And that's why this is going to be such a disaster.
Well, we cover that in the next issue. It's in the front section. And, you know, for those of you who want a free copy who are not subscribers, that would be something for you to get. And I explain all that. And I make it very simple. You know, I took several courses in economics and finance and all those kind of things but in college, which didn't do me a heck of a lot of good because their theories are all upside down. And I sorted it out for myself. But I make it so that you can understand it. I make it very simple. You know, 101 makes two. There's no other way to cut it. And so you learn a lot in getting a copy of the publication, and you learn a lot more if you subscribe.
Well, yeah, I think it's so interesting that when the Federal Reserve System was established back in 1913, its major purpose was, of course, to ensure the stability of our currency so it would not lose value. Well, as of, you know, probably 5 years ago, it lost 96% of its value, and since then it's lost almost another 50% of its value. So there's not very much left of the value of the 1913 dollar. It doesn't look like the Fed's been doing a very good job, except for the people who are part of the banking system who've made out truly like bandits.
Well, the same thing is true in any country that has a private monetary unit, organization, whatever you want to call it. In England's a perfect example. The Bank of England was set up by the Rothschilds in the 1670s, and they've controlled the finances ever since. I used to live in the Bahamas, and I was shocked to find out that the central bank there is run by a group from Great Britain. I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, and I'm sure there's other places that might, like perhaps the Cayman Islands and so on, that the Brits had conquered and essentially enslaved, you know, over the centuries. But anyway, when you have a private central bank, you have a license to steal. For those who run the bank, those who own it, and they do what they want to do. And one of the platforms in Ron Paul's election is that he wants to do away with the Federal Reserve. And I think it's a wonderful idea.
Oh, I do too.
And I'm sure that they don't in Washington, but that's what's going to really help us. Probably the most important thing that Ron Paul can do is switch that job back to the Treasury.
And, you know, what's bothering me so much is that many of the Christians now are being told Huckabee. Huckabee is the guy you've got to get in there. He is the one who really can get something done. My goodness, if you look at the CFR webpage, which I did this morning, they're featuring a recent speech by none other than Mark Huckabee. Why would the CFR be of course, featuring a speech by one of their enemies? And, of course, he's not their enemy. He's one of
one of them.
One of them. And
that's right, and every single one of them, and both parties are, with the exception of Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul, and that's it. They are all spoken for, paid for. They're right in step. It doesn't matter who gets elected. They will be controlled, and the same thing is true of Congress. That's why I keep on pounding on defeating almost all the incumbents in the primaries. Get rid of them so they can't go back and continue to flaunt our wishes. And another thing, too, is it'll probably take them at least a year to be corrupted. So, you know, maybe we'll have some good government for a year.
Well, that is going to be nice to think about. Under any circumstances, certainly Fred Thompson's a member of the CFR, and I don't know, is Giuliani a member of CFR, do you know?
No, but it doesn't make any difference.
No, certainly he's under their control.
He's one of them.
Right. Well, okay, fine. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now, we hear that profits for our major corporations are really doing pretty well. Is that true?
Say that again. I couldn't quite hear you.
The profits from our major corporations are really doing fairly well. In other words, the major corporations in America are having a good bottom lines.
Yes, that's true. And one of the interesting factors is 3 years ago, they passed legislation in order to get corporations to create jobs for people who were unemployed. And how they did that is they let them bring back into the United States profits that they had not been taxed upon that were in offshore locations like the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands and places like that. And they were avoiding taxation on that money. So they said, we're going to charge you a tax of 5.25% instead of 33% so that you can bring all that money back. And that's what they did. They didn't bring it all back, but they brought it back $350 billion. And what did they do with it? They took the money and bought their own stock to run the price of their stocks up. And they did that to make the market higher and also to execute their options at a profit so they could enrich themselves. And, of course, Congress was in on that. So today, the same thing is going on again. International, transnational conglomerates, all of them, elitist, illuminist corporations, are piling up their money again offshore, out of the reach of our tax people. And I see people making $25,000 and $30,000 a year getting audited. I want to throw up.
We've got Tony calling from Tennessee. Is that Tony in Tennessee?
Yes, it is. Thanks
okay,
for taking
my
call.
What, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I do, Bob. Are you familiar with Lawrence Patterson?
Yes, I am. I've been off and on reading his stuff since probably about 1965-70, in that time frame.
Well, you know, we've often talked about gold confiscation. We know it happened once before. And it looks like they're getting ready to do it again. Let me read this. Gold and the Patriot Act regulations effective January 1st, 2006 clearly show the intent to once again prohibit the ownership of gold in any form other than jewelry and antique coins. Now, this is about 4 pages long. I got it off of Alex Jones' Prison Planet, and it said it's hidden at the back of the Patriot Act, page 33716. You can get to it on the Federal Register. It says, what's more, the Trade Association of the Jewelry Industry, involving 30,000 retail jewelry stores and about 1,000 bullion and numismatic coin dealers, have been notified of the requirement to attend costly seminars.
Let's get Bob's comment on that. Bob, how would you comment on that?
It doesn't mean anything. And I'll tell you why. You have an oppressive government that doesn't play by the rules. So it doesn't matter what the rules are. If they want to collect your coins and your bullion, gold or silver, they can also collect your children, your wife, your guns, your house, and do exactly what they want with them.
Well,
that's number one. Number two, Lawrence Patterson has been advocating offshore accounts for years. And he gets paid by the people who set up those accounts. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, no.
What do you do now?
I mean...
Let Bob finish and then go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
And so that's why he would grab a hold of something like that and make an issue of it. And he has for years. And he advocates keeping your money offshore.
Well,
so that's the gist of what he talks about. As far as Alex Jones is concerned, he doesn't have any of those connections. And what you're saying there is probably, in fact, it is correct. But my take on it is this. If they're going to confiscate coins, they'll confiscate anything they want.
Well, I figure about it. If they didn't plan on doing it, they wouldn't have put it in there. But the way I look at it, by the time they come for the gold, they're coming for the guns, too.
You're absolutely right.
Other things to go along with it. Let's just wrap it up and say they can do anything they want, and they probably will try to. And where will it end up? If the Americans got any guts left, it'll end up in revolution. If they don't have any guts left, they'll end up on their knees.
Okay.
Getting a shot in the back of the head.
I think that's the answer to your question. Now, what are you going to do when the orders come down? Are you going to get on your knees?
Oh, no, absolutely
okay,
not.
God
no,
bless.
No, no.
Thanks so much for
thank
calling,
you.
Tony, from Tennessee.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got about a minute and a half now for wrapping up this, but people have to understand that we have wicked and evil people in key positions in government who have a different agenda, and they do not believe in the Constitution. They believe in a dictatorship. And when we understand that, why we can understand so much of this discussion. And I think that the people are going to have to make serious considerations. Are they going to obey illegal laws, or are they simply going to subjugate themselves to slavery? Bob, you got 1 minute to wrap up the program.
For those of you who are not investors, please get yourself out of debt, particularly your credit cards, all kinds of revolving debt. Try to pay your vehicles off. Things are going to be getting more and more difficult. And make sure you put things in for your family, like water filters and dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. Make sure you are well-armed with plenty of clips and ammunition. And I think those are the fundamentals that you have to think about.
No,
and
then
anything beyond that, we'll try to help you with the forecaster and give you some ideas for investment.
God bless. Thanks very much, Bob. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was Bob Chapin of the International Forecaster. We're in real trouble as a nation, because this nation has turned against God.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out!
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse!
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-890-3525.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners out there, if you're concerned about what's going on and you want to be part of something that's bigger than yourself, Radio Liberty is here. We've got probably close to 55 outlets across America of one sort or another, satellite, shortwave, internet, or radio stations every single week. Yeah, but it's an expensive proposition. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain what we have, because we're going to tell people the truth, and that is that behind this move towards the authoritarian state are powerful spiritual forces, and you'll certainly want to get the material that's contained in our the planned police state syllabus and the talk that goes with that The talk won't be available probably for a couple of weeks. It's talk we gave at our seminar this weekend. The syllabus is excellent, though, and has all the material to document the fact that we're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. And Wolf was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, and behind that are people who worship Lucifer, and that's what this is really all about. And we give you the references to their websites. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they even have websites. They are just so secure in the fact that they know the American people aren't going to wake up. Well, I hope they are. And if you want to help us wake them up, you join the Radio Liberty family and help us the best you can. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of great four tape sets. One's on the North American Union. One's on the Military Commission Act. And then there's another one on the coming, I think it's called the coming police state, something of that sort. Anyway, you can certainly go to our website and look at the various tape sets we have. Sydney, if you have not yet seen my talk on the forbidden secret, we tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years to the secret societies. And of course, all the great philosophers of the past have known about this. They've been part of this whole movement towards the one world government, the new world religion. The same things are going on today, only today, for the first time in history, there's a possibility that they will succeed. After all, they control the wealth of the world through our central banks. They control our great tax-exempt foundations, our corporations. They control our military. They control our educational system, yes, and they even control many of our religious organizations, unfortunately. Well, if you haven't seen my talk on the forbidden secret or the syllabus that goes with that, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and look at the material that we have. I mean, we have material you're not going to find any other place. And of course, we want you to get it. We give you our permission to copy anything we've produced, because we want you to help us get this disseminated across America. As long as, of course, you're not actually selling this, why, of course, we want you to get the information out. And we have four tape sets on just about everything imaginable today. So what we want you to do, of course, is to help us. The Coming Dictatorship is a four-tape set. And Sydney, it has David Bresnahan, Lisa Dean, Patrick Poole, Dr. James Hurston, The Coming Dictatorship. Get that along with our Military Commission Act 4-tape set or North American Union 4-tape set. All of these point out the effort to destroy the sovereignty of our country. And then, of course, we do hope many of you want to get the DVDs we carry called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and then the ones that we produced last year at our conference. One was The Emergence Going into the Coming World Leader by Constance Cumby, and of course that world leader is the Antichrist, and there are really millions of people who have dedicated their lives to bring him to power. It's not imaginary, it's real. And then you want to get the Atlantis Connection, because America is to be the new Atlantis, to bring the world into the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You hang on, we're going to be back in just a moment with Alex Jones here at Radio Liberty.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion is illusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Alex Jones, who certainly is a nationally syndicated talk show host and a man who's done a great deal to awaken people to the fact that there's something seriously wrong in America. And I thought we'd talk about his latest video. I've seen the lead-in for this, or whether it's actually available now, I don't know, but certainly there's no question at all that he's hitting on the same subject that we're hitting on, and that the fact that there is an organized effort on the part of the leaders of this country to betray America and merge us into this world government. And we have people like David Rockefeller, who in his own memoirs readily admits that he's an internationalist. That he says there's a charge that we are part of a secret cabal, my family and myself, a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States and plotting with others to bring about a new international economic order. And if that is the charge, I am guilty. I am a proud internationalist. Now, you have to understand that David Rockefeller is by far the most powerful man in America. Certainly his family has fabulous wealth, and has had for over 100 years. But here's the man who was the vice chairman of the CFR for 15 years, the chairman for 15 years, the honorary chairman at the present time, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission. He is certainly been a member of the Bilderberger Groups, which is a secret internationalist group since its inception back in 54. And David Rockefeller was intent upon the destruction of the sovereignty of our country. I would call that treason. In fact, according to the definition of the Patriot Act, he is a terrorist, because a terrorist is someone who wants to change our way of life, and certainly that's the objection of the Rockefeller family. Alex Jones, thanks so much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's great to be here with you, my friend.
Tell me about this great new video. I've seen the leader on it. Is that available yet?
Yes, it officially ships today. In fact, as we're speaking, in the front office, several thousand copies that people pre-ordered in the last few weeks of the Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement are shipping out. And, Doc, you know that I normally, you know, play down my films, though some are quite informative, like Terror Storm, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. This new one, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I spent more than a year and a half researching, producing, going to Istanbul, Turkey, sending cameras there to cover Bilderberg this year, went to Ottawa, got detained there, covered Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. But that's all about 30, 40 minutes of the 2-hour, 20-minute film. I meant to get into three of the main agendas of the globalist, but I knew that eugenics and population control was one of them, but that ended up being over an hour of the 2-hour film.
Go right ahead. That's such an important thing. It's so vitally important. People understand they really do believe in population control. They want to kill off the majority of the world's population. How could anybody be like that, Alex?
Well, Doc, you know, listening to you for many, many years and coming on your show for almost 10 years now, I know that that's why I was happy to you would have me on your show, because I know that you are one of the preeminent experts on this. Thousands of documents, hundreds of books, university statements, policies. And they're currently carrying out eugenics against us in the vaccines, with the genetically engineered AIDS virus that you're pioneering and exposing, through hundreds of different things. what they're doing, and they admit that they're doing this. They're now showing little cartoons produced.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Alex is telling us of his experiences when he was up in Canada. Of course, they had arrested him when he came into the country. They weren't going to let him in. They had been yelling and screaming and had held him for 7 hours, and they weren't going to allow him an opportunity to get the information out about what is happening. You have to understand, these people rule the world. I mean, they kill people. Daniel Estulin, we've interviewed, and they tried to kill him. They tried to bribe him. Certainly, they've delayed his he was telling about how he was flying, I think, up into from Spain, where he lives, up into Germany. They diverted the plane into Italy, yanked him off the plane and questioned him for many hours. Why? Because they want to intimidate anybody who wants to let the people of the world know there is a secret government that has a different agenda. So anyway, of course, Jim, finally Alex, was able to get through a call to Jim Tucker, who has been covering the Bilderbergers for many years and certainly works for the American Free Press. What happened when you got hold of Jim there?
Tucker was in country already, and I had his hotel room, and I called him, and thank goodness at 7, 8 in the morning he was up, and I said, "Jim," I said, "they have detained me. They're trying to set me up." I said, "Please, I'm begging you, call all the media you can." And within a few hours, because I didn't get out till about 1:30, 2 o'clock there at the airport, and I began flew in that night at about 11, so I'd been there for about 13, 14 hours. Little did I know, though, that from 9 in the morning on, about an hour after I called Jim, he had CBC television. He had the other a Canadian television station, I forget the name right now, and local CBC radio and local press reporters, all totaled about 10 reporters and news cameras showed up, and they were there from 9 in the morning. By the time I got out at about 1:30, most of them had left. There were four news agencies, a few news cameras, and radio reporters, and still photographers still there. I guess about five, but about four agencies represented. And I wasn't going to get out until it became a issue. And so as tyrannical as Canada is, and it's hard to ship stuff up there. I know they've got a lot of controls. It's not as free as they think. Their press was more free and did not like the idea of a well-known radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker being stopped. And so I was able to get out, and we were able to then go to the Brook Street Hotel, cover what was happening there. But to be clear about Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I'm going to send you a copy, Dr. Stannon. People can order it right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. It really is my crowning achievement. I thank God for the help making it. I literally prayed every day that God would guide me in my research and my work. I meant to start out by covering the Bilderberg Group, showing people who they were, then showing how they were setting up the North American Union, showing the Security and Prosperity Partnership documents. It's kind of like a late, great USA in book form, in video form, from, you know, the book. But, you know, my research even predates that. But it all meshes nicely with the book. That's why we bundle it with the late, great USA on the website, and also Estelin's Bilderberg Group book. But then I was also going to cover just maybe 10, 15 minutes on the population reduction. And I thought I knew it all. I'd listened to many of your shows, read many documents. I have to be frank, a lot of my research, I went and listened to your interviews. We would go to the University of Texas Library. We would go to other libraries in the state. We would send off to other universities to document everything we learned, frankly, from your show. It was one of the major sources of about 10. And everything you said, frankly, checked out. But, Dr. Stan, I got to knock you. And I mean this lovingly, and the same thing with me. It's worse than what you say. Just like I thought I knew it all, and then I learned I knew nothing, well, you knew a lot more than I did, and frankly, it's worse than even what you say. But that's the problem. You know it all, but you can't put it all into one show. We've read, one of my researchers, Aaron Dykes, read 20 books by the global elite. I read about 6 or 7 that I hadn't read. We went to archives, went everywhere, and they flat out state, and I make the point, Endgame's powerful and scary and frankly depressing at certain levels, but that it only covers a small amount. It's such a big area that it's impossible in one radio show or one two-hour, 20-minute film to cover it all, and they make no bones in triplicate in 1,000 places that we are subhuman trash, and that they are going to bring in a world government, that world government is only a means to an end, that world government is only the beginning. And, of course, the message with the Bible, frighteningly, really makes my faith get even stronger. I already have strong faith, but, man, it really makes it strong. Because once they have their world government, they are then going to stage nuke attacks, they're going to stage biological releases, they're always going to blame it on terrorists or say it's an accident, herd us into compact cities, and then each event gets bigger, and then the rope gets tighter around our neck, and then each event gets bigger and it gets tighter, and it's an escalation, and they plan to kill. Now, 80% number we always come up with is the most popular number by Ted Turner and Prince Philip, the World Wildlife Fund, the United Nations biological assessment, you know, all these reports they put out. But the minority says 50 to 60%. The majority say 80%, but in these thousands of documents. But a large minority says 95 to total extermination. And when I attacked Dr. Eric Pianca, University of Texas biology professor who's in the film, last year in Austin, it made big headlines across the country. He was at the Texas Academy of Sciences, the top biologist at UT, and he was getting the state's largest award. He's won international awards in Europe as well as the U.S. 95% of over 1,000 people in the audience, the Texas Academy of Sciences, this is in the paper, 95% standing ovation when he said he can't wait for an airborne Ebola to get out and kill 95% of us. That is the news. That is what is important. And then after I exposed him and others exposed him, his graduate students were sending me his papers. Some were saying, yeah, I was in his class, they talk about killing everyone. Or, yeah, it's sad, he says his family's going to have to die. But and then others sent me things threatening me, going, here's my paper. I'm a doctorate now,
and this several people with doctorates now, and they said, we're going to kill everyone. And they said all humans must die, and so Pianca, with wanting 90% dead, is
conservative, right?
Yes.
And you know, the thing is that it's not that I don't know these things, but sometimes when they try to tell people this, it's so ridiculous. It is so beyond the possibility of people believing it. It's not that it isn't true. It is that the average individual cannot accept that anybody could be as evil as these people you're talking about.
Oh, doctor, please don't take what I said wrong. I meant to say jokingly that you didn't know. I know. There's not time to tell people in the day. I learned much of this from you. I checked out a lot of your core research and found it, frankly, worse, because I know when you're writing a report or doing a show, I used to hear this stuff and read a lot of their own documents, but I still thought, oh, that's more like a quaint thing they shoot their mouth off about. I have discovered that for at least 80 years, everything they've done is towards this goal. Right. It is literally their religion. It's all they think about. And I'm telling people, we are in an emergency situation. They could any time release race-specific bioweapons. Dick Cheney wrote about it in the PNAC document, September 2000. All I'm saying is, I thought I knew a lot, and I fell down a lot deeper down the rabbit hole.
And this idea of race-specific biological weapons, ladies and gentlemen, this is true. They've targeted specific races, specifically the black race in Africa. This is one of the things, and they're even working on specific biological weapons that will only kill Arabs but won't kill Jews.
And that's all admitted in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and that all came out of South Africa, and I know that you were covering it 15, 20 years ago. That's my point. I mean, look at your 1-800 number is HIV war.
Right.
But the thing is, folks, this is not like some little sect of the New World Order or some offshoot. This is the big secret. This is the main body of it. And that's what Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement gets, and that's why everybody is authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. And the Internet has grown to the point where for 15 cents a day, you can watch all 16 of my films, all my weekly TV reports, everything at prisonplanet.tv, and it is in such high quality that it looks as good as, I would say, a good color TV transmission. It's not as good as DVD, but it looks nothing like a computer. It is crystal clear. Now, if you want high def, absolute crispness, get the DVD. But you can go to prisonplanet.tv right now, and you can watch Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can burn them to disc, and it looks almost like DVD quality. No more having to order a bunch of DVDs and just make the copies. Folks, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. Please go there and make as many copies as you can get out. We've got to warn people, and Endgame puts it together like no other film ever has. I mean, this had a budget, Dr. Monteith, that I don't even want to mention on your show. I spent much of my reserves that I had saved. You know, to me, information is what's precious, and I want to warn people. But this is a high-budget film.
Well, I'm amazed that you were able to get that Eric Piotta there on film. Again, this is a man who, in his class, got up and talked about the necessity of killing, 95% of the world population? Got up and applauded.
At a string of universities, scientists had heard he was giving the speech, and the local papers went to the Texas Academy of Sciences, where he gave the same speech. He has it he projects PowerPoint.
Right.
Yeah, he projects PowerPoint with piles of dead, rotten skulls. He goes to the same one, and so the news went to see if this was true. They didn't believe it, and there, sure enough, he gave this speech, and he got 95% standing ovation. I mean, they said almost everyone stood up. This is top scientists from the state of Texas and academia. That's the story, and he wants 90% dead.
And I think people have to understand, these people are not joking. This is why they are going to promote World War III. This is why they're developing these biological weapons, and this is why they're passing all this legislation that will allow a dictatorship in America when these weapons are released. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's all being done with our tax money. And think of the human suffering that they're going to provoke, not only in third world nations, but right here in America. Well, our guest is Alex Jones. His video is Endgame, and once again, that telephone number, people can get it, Alex?
888-253-3139, 888-253-3139.
253-3139 or prisonplanet.tv.
And, of course, we carry several of Alex's videos. We think, of course, there's one on the Bohemian Grove and, of course, his terror storm. Outstanding. You need to get this information. But you need to check it out. Could it really be true? Because if it is, your life is in danger.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as afterrun, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
All right, Dr. Stan, our guest is Alex Jones. Alex, you are going to tell us how this whole thing fits together. Please go right ahead.
Thank you, Doctor. And I've got to get you on my show, by the way. If my producer doesn't call in the next few days, just give us a call. I'm going to get you on. It's been, I think, about a year since I've had you on. Doc, again, I feel stupid even talking to you because you're one of the people that actually knows about all this, but I want your listeners to know that, believe me, it's true, and it's worse than you even heard from me or Dr. Stan. Again, we read
dozens and dozens and dozens of books. We went through hundreds and hundreds of documents. When we would read that Margaret Sanger called black people weeds and said, we've got to recruit black people as our front so the blacks don't figure out we're trying to exterminate them. That's an actual quote. I mean, that's the type of stuff we learned. Now, I was studying the New World Order. I was studying the Bilderberg Group. I was studying who the first people were that called for New World Order. And I found out that Sir Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, in the 1870s talked about it. I learned that the big Rhodes Scholar and the big, the individual who was their big futurist who wrote more nonfiction than he wrote fiction, H.G. Wells, was, of course, a lover of Margaret Sanger. I learned that he coined much of this. I learned he wrote books about all this. And I started studying eugenics. And I already knew about eugenics, but I knew Hitler was into it. I knew it came out of England. I knew they'd sterilized 400-something thousand women from the 20s to the 80s. I knew they'd let the black men die of syphilis. And I knew about a lot of this. But I didn't understand where the mentality came from. Well, global elites in Europe already had the idea of elite breeding, and they were the master race, and they were the best, and the commoners were scum, and feudalism was a great way to control their resources and put them on tiny plots to make them more easily manageable. And I'd read stuff written by kings 400 years ago about not feeding your people, enough to keep them weak and starving so they won't fight you. I'd read slave manuals from 300 years ago from the Caribbean about how to control your sugarcane black slaves. So I understood the social engineering. I'd studied Edward Bernays, propaganda, all of this, but it all went back to eugenics. So the first social workers, this is mainstream history, but nobody knows it. Very few. Mainstream social workers started from the Fabian socialists, who were also all the founders and pushers of eugenics, and they said the government and the elite have to manage the public and control them, and these social workers are going to oversee them. They're going to decide with negative eugenics, as they call it, who can have children. They're going to sterilize people. They're going to kill babies. They're going to do all this. And with positive eugenics, the elite are going to intermarry and breed and create supermen and super intelligent and have the good looks and longer life. The families of Galton, Huxley, Wedgwood, Darwin, Huxley, Wedgwood, and one other, all intermarried. Within a few generations, they were mainly deformed and retarded. It was just a nightmare. But the point is, they didn't stop. And then eugenics, by the time of the World's Fair about 85 years ago, went supernova, got picked up in the U.S., 35 states passed eugenic sterilization laws. They would kill newborn babies that had problems, mild problems. They would take children, and I have copies of the report cards with B-plus unders, and it wasn't just blacks, it was whites, everybody. They would take them and do medical experiments on them, do unspeakable things. Hitler, in Mein Kampf, thanks American eugenicist, his idol, wrote the past. Of the great race, this top eugenicist in the U.S., the King of England was a big supporter of Hitler, had to advocate over that, not marrying the American woman. And I'm just giving people a thumbnail sketch of all this. And then Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he becomes the director general of the U.N. He was the top eugenicist in the world at that time when he became the first director general of UNESCO in 1946. And he openly stated, wrote documents, wrote books, and they said, we're going to have life extension technologies by 2000. We've got to suppress those. We can't let the public learn about them. We have to create a national security global apparatus to keep these technologies from getting out because the elite deserve them. And if people can live under 50 years once they develop this with life extension, then they'll be able to extend it out indefinitely, basically eternal life. I'm not saying that's real. I'm saying they believe that. And they said, but because there's going to be billions of people, we have to exterminate them first so that we can have all of this. And then, of course, again, 100 years ago, the Rockefellers started the environmental movement, the sustainability movement. You find out they were eugenicists from over 100 years ago. You find out they funded over 100 eugenic societies in New York alone. You find out they were behind Margaret Sanger, all of them. You find out that they're behind the carbon tax, and they proposed it 70 years ago. It's a tax on breathing. We exhale carbon dioxide, and they call it a toxic waste. You find out that it is all unified, and then we get into, if you don't believe us, after we show the history, the tens of thousands
that have been exterminated in chemical and biological testing, the ringworm children, the atomic soldiers, how they've already been doing it to us and how they're doing it ongoing right now.
Amen to that, and of course, the trouble is all of those things are true. We'll be back in just a moment with Alex Jones.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Alex has certainly been talking about some of the radiation experiments that were done on children here. There were a number of children who were kidnapped in Israel, the Yemeni children. 4,000 of them, or 4,000 of them, shipped to America for radiation experiments. You can look this up on the Internet. The Yemeni children brought to America, and they killed many, many of them. Most of them died. How could you do something like that? Why, very simply, we have freedom of the press. Freedom of the press means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. And that's why I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to have a voice on the certainly on the Internet, shortwave, radio station, satellite. And I'm so grateful that Alex is, has the same thing, and he reaches so many people. But we're talking about his latest DVD. It's called Endgame. And once again, Alex, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get that DVD from you.
Sure. I don't want you to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, listeners, unless you're going to make copies. If you order the high-quality DVD, 2 hours, 20 minutes, the whole history of the global elite, what their master plan is, the total proof, unlike any film I've ever made, this stuff's all public. This isn't like 9/11 where you got to pick, you know, pick and choose and look around and try to figure out what's happening. This is admitted. Everything in here, they're just, it's their own words. I couldn't believe it. I started looking into this. I want to make that point, is that none of us know it all. Okay? I mean, I'm just blown away. And the film then has about 40 minutes of extras, and it's a total of 3 hours, and it is $19.95 at InfoWars.com, but I don't want you to get it unless you're going to buy a DVD burner, dual DVD burner, very inexpensive, $50-$60, and make copies of Endgame. I'm begging you. All I want is for you to give this to police and military and people, because they're the ones that are going to want to carry all this out, and doctors and all these people. The massive change is happening. The worm is turning. The revolution is happening now, so I beg everyone to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, online at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I know Dr. Stan has a great activist audience and great Christian Americans and people globally. Please, if you live in England, you live in Germany, you live in Africa, get a copy of Endgame. I want to warn people. I want to let them know they're doing it to all of us right now. They just do the hard kill weapons where they can get away with it in the third world. They're doing soft kill or slower kill systems, and you're a doctor, medical doctor, you can talk about that to understand the differences. You know, the more debilitating things that are harder to track here. And Endgame just goes right through, and again, every time I think I know how evil these people are, I research them and I find out, but they revel in it. They believe in social Darwinism. And social Darwinism came along about 115 years ago, and the robber barons loved it. They said, well, we're the survival of the fittest, we're abusing and enslaving and killing, but it's good because we're culling the weak, and it's our right to rule because we got into positions of power. That shows in nature's hierarchy we were dominant and have a right to rule. And so they just basically took that, and it is an elite that has a religion of hurting and killing and poisoning and doing horrible things to us. And then they tell us 200 million plus they killed last century that we know about, not just through the biologicals, but open, just bullet in the head or starved to death. And you can see the globalist black hand and all that. They're saying once their world government's in place, they're going to kill more than 4 billion of us. I don't know, what's 80% of 6.4 billion?
It's an awful lot of people, that's for sure. And as incredible as it may seem, I mean, this is actually their plan. They write about it, and anybody who wants to document that so you can get Alex's material. We've been talking about it for a long time, but I'm just so glad that he's picked up the ball and is running with it. It sounds like if we could get the American people to realize that the problem is not simply a threat to the little black children over in Africa who were killing with their vaccines, and it's not simply a threat to the people over in Iraq who are being poisoned with depleted uranium. It's a threat to the people right here in America. And
That's it. I mean, the psychopathic elite, I have to give this to them. Their kids are breathing the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A bombs in the atmosphere. That's the government's own numbers from Iraq alone, the last two wars. Their children do all this. I mean, the elite are into, you know, organic food and a lot of other things to get around it, but they're still doing it. Their devilish hatred of God's creation, and it really comes down to that at the end of it, their devilish intent to kill is so strong they're willing to destroy themselves.
And, of course, we sort of hear this about, you know, they're turning wolves loose in areas where humans are living. And they're allowing certainly cougars in many of the occupied areas, and, you know, where people are living, and you can't do anything about them. You can't shoot them because that's a federal crime. And you say, why are they doing that? Doesn't make any sense. And what they really want to do is, of course, rehabitate the planet with the animals and do away with the humans. And people say that is madness. Well, it is madness, but, of course, it is actually happening. And people just don't understand. It is part of a much larger agenda. It's called rewilding of the planet. And try to make it like it was before the evil white men came.
Well, you're absolutely right. But meanwhile, we've got to kill all the brown people. I mean, that's what I mean. These are devilish people. And, folks, this is not our opinion. With Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, you have a film where it's their own words, their own documents, everything we claim, we show. I mean, they admit in all these BBC articles that we've got in there that they have had a quote to carry it out. And these guys have access to the bioweapons labs.
And the thing is, of course, we're not supposed to be working on bioweapons, so they justify that by saying, well, we're afraid of some of it. A lot is going to get bioweapons, and that's why we have to create these terrible new diseases, these forms of mass extermination, mass murder, because we want to know how they work. so we can protect ourselves.
Dr. Stan, I remember being on your show. I remember being on your show in about 1998, 1999, and you were talking with horror about how the Army had gone to near the North Pole to a whaling station and dug up an obese whaler because in the permafrost he was still frozen. I remember going and getting the article, and they took out of his lungs the live Spanish flu of 1918.
Right.
Now, suddenly 2 years ago they announced it suddenly reappeared, and they're afraid it's naturally recombinated with the exact same signature, it's the same genome, and that it's going to kill billions of us. I mean, I don't know if they're going to release it, but the point is they went and dug it up, and then it magic. And then I remember you saying, "Watch it show up." Do you remember doing that?
Oh, I do. And actually, they did it in two places. One, I think, in Alaska, and the other, where over in Scandinavia. Why would anybody in their right mind want to actually bring back this terrible disease, the Spanish flu that killed over 20 million people, some people say up to 100 million people back in 1918, 1919. Doesn't make any sense unless there's another agenda. And this is what's so difficult for the average individual to imagine. We live in a wonderful utopian society. Nobody's ever prospered as much as we have and has had as much materialism, but we've lost sight of what's really important, and that is we have to be involved. And if our government is doing these terrible things and nobody is ever punished, why? And then, of course, we make this great to-do about somebody of pornography. I'm totally against pornography. I'm against, so many of the things going on today. But they focus our attention on the wrong issues. And the story of the Yemeni
they focus
children.
On...
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you're right. They focus us on sports. They focus us on the fashion. They focus us on things while we have a criminally insane, totally inbred elite. I mean, we had Nero and Caligula and Nebuchadnezzar and Hitler and all these corrupt guys in the past, but that's the norm. Sickos get in control. Now they have all these super technologies. Now they're telling the high-level technocracy folks that, well, we've got to kill the public because they can't have access to all this life extension. We can't have 6+ billion people never dying. It's mind-blowing to realize the incredible Twilight Zone level crises we're in, and then most phony American churches aren't preaching what's actually in the Bible. They're telling everybody, lay down, praise God, things are getting bad, praise God, everything's crazy. This means the end's near, instead of going out and warning people and waking people up and getting them out of this evil. But the worm is turning. People are talking about this. Jenny McCarthy's on Oprah, and Oprah's talking about vaccines and autism, and Martin Sheen just went public for 9/11 truth, not just Charlie Sheen, but Martin Sheen just went public, and another big actor just went public, and George Carlin, the famous comedian, just went public. Those stories just broke today at PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it is all happening right now, and praise God that it is happening, because God is at least giving us a chance to know the truth, and is using you, Dr. Monteith, and millions of others as his messenger to tell people the truth so they at least have a choice and a chance to stand up and fight against it. And even if we don't have a chance to win or beat this thing, may justice be done, may the heavens fall. Regardless, I have a job to fight this evil.
Yeah, well, that's what you have been called to do and what I've been called to do. And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that the whole Nazi eugenic movement didn't begin in Hitler's Germany.
It was a spinoff from the U.S. and England.
You're absolutely right.
Quoted it in Mein Kampf.
I know. And, of course, I mean, this was funded by the Rockefellers and Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. And it was picked up by the Nazis, and they just developed and refined it a little bit.
By the way, that was their defense at Nuremberg was, hey, you told us how to do this. And by the way, the British and U.S. scientists greedily went in. This has all been publicized, but they don't tell you why, and snatched up thousands of top eugenicists and brought them over here like they were prizes and treated their science like it was legitimate.
And, of course, that was part of Operation Paperclip. And then 10,000 Nazis we smuggled into South America, the CIA and MI6. I mean, 10,000, the most violent of the Nazi war criminals.
I'll tell you a story. My grandfather had been a fighter pilot in World War II. My other grandfather had been a B-17 gunner. But long story short, so he knew the Germans, he knew who they were, and he was a Lee Sound. Before that, he was a roughneck and a Lee Sound after World War II in Midland. And he started going in the bars and restaurants that he frequented before he got married to my grandmother. And he would go in there right at the end of World War II, and he would see Nazis. And he would make a big fuss, and other guys would start fights with him, and they'd tell him, leave him alone. And he swore to me, and he wasn't the type who ever even talked a lot, that he saw Joseph Mengele in Midland, Texas at a restaurant in 1946. And that people were making a big deal out of it, and Mengele left. But yeah, they brought him here. There was such a big stink, then they took him down to Argentina and to Venezuela and other places.
Well, that may sound absurd, but I've talked to three people who actually told me that they'd seen Mengele here as well. And I don't think it's any question that Mengele, we know, escaped to South America. And he was taken there by the Central Intelligence Agency and MI6. And as I say, I've talked to three people. And then there's a doctor in Texas who wrote a book called the CIA Doctors. And I asked him, when I interviewed him, you know, if he'd talked to any of his victims of these CIA mind-control games about seeing Mengele. And he said yes. He didn't know if it was true, but, you know, and so what you've said is simply to corroborate exactly what I've been believing all along, that Mengele was one of the architects of much of what's going on today right here in America.
Absolutely. Look, my grandfather... he said there were, I mean, to go back to sitting on the couch when I was like 16 years old visiting him, and I remember him, there'd been some Nazis on TV, and he said, you know, something like bleeping Nazis or something, and then I remember him like talking to my dad going, let me tell you something, when I was working in the oil fields in Midland, we were really getting upset, there were Germans everywhere. He goes, I don't mean German soldiers, I mean they were officers, they were people I'd seen in the newsreels. I saw Mengele in there. So, that...
When you tell people that, it sounds so absurd. I don't usually talk about it, but I believe it's absolutely true. How
well, it's admitted that they protected him. I mean, it's admitted they protected him and brought him to you know, the Southern Americas. But the point is, they were here. I mean, the head of NASA was Wernher von Braun. The entire, I mean, every major core of technological, military, industrial complex apparatus. I mean, this whole thing was run by them.
In fact, the American Space Institute was named after a general. He was actually one of the key Nazi war criminals who should have been executed. What was his name?
It was the Goddard Space Center.
Right, right. And, of course, it was renamed after after this German war criminal, Nazi war criminal. So as incredible as these things seem, at least do their homework. Find out if what Alex is saying is true, and I will vouch for it is true. I've certainly followed the career of this professor in Texas. And what was really so frightening is that there are many people who feel this way. In fact, we know that there's a fellow named Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, talking at the Gorbachev Conference in 1995, talking about the necessity of killing off, it was either 90 or 95% of the world population. And a friend of mine, Barrett Schultz, was there. And, of course, his remarks, Professor Keene's remarks about killing off 90% of the population, the audience broke into applause. But then, of course, there's not ordinary people who go to the Gorbachev State of the World Forum. These are people on the other side who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Well, anyway, Alex, I'm just hoping and praying that this video will have the impact that you anticipated, because unless the American people realize that they and their children's lives are at stake, they're going to just sit back until it's too late. And it may be too late now, but of course I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm sure you're going to continue doing what you're doing.
I understand I am, and I pray that the people listening will go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and order the DVD, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. and download it, watch it in super high quality. We got incredible servers. I mean, this doesn't look like the internet. This comes down so clear. You'll have a copy on your computer. You can easily dump it on the disk. You can easily show it to your neighbors. You can easily put it on a hard drive. Please, it is up to you. If we're going to save lives and expose these people, listeners, in-game blueprint for global enslavement, and Dr. Stan, I look forward to having you on my show. In fact, I've got to get you on for like 2 hours. If you can, just go through the whole history of eugenics and the transhumanist movement founded by Julian Huxley. Because I know you're an expert on this, and I've been thinking of guests who I could get on about this, and I'm thinking, oh, there's really nobody who knows this. I go, oh, Dr. Stan, I need to get him on to talk about this, because so few people know, and you know, I have that burning desire to want to warn people and want to tell people. So again, I hopefully pray that your audience We'll get in-game blueprint for global enslavement, and we'll make as many copies as possible as a testament against these monsters, because they need to be exposed. And God is crying out to us, who will stand up for the weak? Who will bring justice? Who will stand up against the wicked ones? We need to get out of our prayer closets and out on the battlefield of the information war to fight the black dragon and the forces, his forces of the New World Order. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. People can see it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
And, of course, there are a lot of Christians, much of our audience is Christians, and they believe they're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. And I say, well, maybe you're going to be raptured, but what happens if the rapture occurs 30 years after America's fallen and we've killed off 95% of our population? I understand that there's nobody who knows when the Lord's coming, and this is being used as a vehicle to neutralize the Christians who should be on the front lines of this battle, standing against this. And, of course, Alex has said absolutely what is true. We are aligned against organized evil. And I believe these people are energized by Satan, and there are literally hundreds of thousands or millions of them in key positions in America today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Alex Jones, and I do hope you'll get this. And we will be carrying the DVD. It's called Endgame, and of course, if you want to get it to Alex, fine. We do have a number of things we've produced, and I'm sure that none of them is dramatic as Alex, because I will tell you, Alex's material is great. We do carry The Secret Mysteries of the Bohemian Grove. We do carry his Terror Storm, and we're certainly going to carry Endgame. But let me tell you that we carry a DVD called None Dare Call It Genocide. And then, of course, a larger one called the Population Control Agenda. And then, of course, Planned Population Control. We have a monograph called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, and then we have a video called Population Control. We have a four-tape set on population control. They've killed hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. They killed them with the malaria. That's why they outlawed DDT. It wasn't because it was harming the eggshells. It was because it was saving so many lives from malaria. Contrary to everything you've read in the media, it's not that a million people die of malaria every year. 3 million die every year. Go up on the Internet and check it out. Type in Google, 3 million people die of malaria a year, and you'll find this is true. So they simply deceive the American people. And over the past 33, 34 years, since we out-banned DDT, about 100 million people have died throughout the world. But what a wonderful, clever way to do this. And then, of course, the same thing is true. We're not officially treating tuberculosis, not treating it as well. We're allowing the AIDS epidemic to spread. We're not using the standard public health techniques we would use with every other sexually transmitted disease. We're not using that with AIDS, either here in America, although they have started doing some, you know, at least reporting, but they're not doing the contact tracing that's necessary to stop the disease. And we're getting about 40,000 new cases every year in the United States, and they're all dying unnecessarily. Doctors know how to stop this disease. They've not been allowed to do it. But they've created terrible new diseases, methods of mass killing. And believe me, there's no question at all. If you haven't read the treatise up on the New American Century's website, newamericancentury.org, that's newamericancentury.org, pull down the Rebuilding America's Defenses, or get my syllabus on Iraq, the Untold Story, and we'll actually tell you the pages to look there, where they talk about these new wonderful genetic diseases so we can target specific races. So we can target specific races. One of the certainly the best things we have, it was a video that was done by Dr. Ayub. It is called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And Dr. Ayub is a very nice physician who tuned into the wrong program. One night he heard us talking, and eventually he began researching the relationship between mercury and autism and the Global Population Agenda. If you get the DVD, you'll get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of scientific research about the dangers of thimerosal. They tell you they've taken the thimerosal out of the children's vaccines, and they're lying. Now, they've taken them out of childhood vaccines, but they've left them in the influenza vaccine, which they give to children. They give it to pregnant women. They give it to newborns at 6 months of age and about 8 months of age, and they're yearly until they're five, and they give it to the elderly because, of course, it produces Alzheimer's disease, and there are too many elderly, and that's why Alzheimer's disease is the seventh largest killer in America today. And if you were to take your four or five vaccine shots over a five-year period, and you're between 60 and 65, down the line of 10 years, why, your increase of Alzheimer's disease is up 1,000%. If you want the documentation on that, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for just a reprint from Dr. Fudenberg's webpage, the senior vaccinologist in the entire country. But you're never going to hear this. The last thing they want is the American people to realize there is a program to kill off most of you out there. Could this really be true? Go to Alberta, Georgia, and see the Georgia Guidestones, where they call for maintaining the population at 500 million in constant balance.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which...